Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Our conversation about comic books yesterday inspired a lot of children to get writing themselves, and they got in touch with us. Indeed, we have voice notes in from kids as well. Kids such as Tomás, we'll hear from now.
Hi, I'm Tomás McCarthy. I like creating comics. My inspiration from Bone Man was when we were learning about the human body in class. The teacher told us to draw a bone and I got a bit distracted and I ended up making it into a superhero. So anyways, the entire story about Bone Man is basically about this bone superhero who tries to defeat the main villain, Larry Lungs. But all Larry Lungs cares about is trying to find ways to get rid of Bone Man. And Dave Pilkey has been a big inspiration for me and my comics.
I love that stream of consciousness. From Tomás, who's from Kill in County Kildare. And I don't think he knows it yet, but between the bones and the lungs that fascinate him, I think Tomás doesn't realise that one day he won't be a comic book writer. He's probably going to be a respiratory consultant or an orthopaedic surgeon, let's face it. And from Killa. He's from Killa in County Cork. Oh, that would make some more sense for Tomás. Okay. But when we come back after the break, we're going to have some more youngsters who are also writing and drawing and having fun with comic books from their own imagination. Now, yesterday morning, we had the author Dave Pilkey in studio with us. He's the creator, of course, of the global sensations, The Captain Underpants and Dogman comic books. And youngsters have been in touch, their parents indeed, with us about how they've been inspired to write and create their own comic books. So let's talk to some of them on the line now. Good morning to you. I think it's Simon, is it?
Yeah.
Simon, where are you from? What age are you?
I'm from Carricktool and I am 11 years old.
Carricktool, 11 years old. Brilliant. And you make your own comic book, or you have done?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Oh yeah. Can you tell us what's in your comic book? What's it about?
Well, sometimes I like to imagine myself as a superhero, like where I can fly and I save people and stop villains and monsters.
That's a lovely idea. And what sort of bad people now would you be stopping?
I don't know, like monsters or evil robots. And
brilliant. And you do that by flying, punching, kicking, that sort of thing?
Yeah, like a serpent.
Excellent. I can see how that would feel good. And when you're writing comics, of course, they have to say things. Is your superhero, does he crack jokes or is he a very serious person?
Well, he's not that serious. He has a sense of humour.
Oh, come here. What would a Carricktool superhero be called? Have you got a name for your comic book self?
I call myself Super S.
Super S?
Yeah.
As in Simon? That'll do. That'll do very nice. And does it bring you to a happy place when you draw and think up your comic books?
Yeah, I guess it does.
You even made a comic stand, did you, where you live?
Well, once I did. Mm-hmm. Once a boy ended up stealing one of them.
Oh my God. Well, the superhero wouldn't be like chasing them down.
He was just joking. He gave it back.
Oh, thank God. Thank goodness for that. And he should have paid for it at least. But look at it, because it's nice to be a superhero, but it'd be even nicer to be paid for your comics, wouldn't it? Let's face it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Simon, absolute pleasure chatting to you. 11-year-old Simon of Carricktool. We've also got Sid who's on the line. Sid, you're from Rialto in Dublin.
Yeah.
Very good. And what age are you, Sid?
6.
Oh, 6 years of age. God, you're a brave lad. And have you been thinking about your own comics?
Yeah, I have one here called Amy and the Screaming Seagull.
Amy and the Screaming Eagle?
Seagull.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to seagulls in Rialto. And describe the comic book to us, because I can't see it.
Well, so it's about my teacher. He turns into a superhero from Captain Underpants, Plungerina, and then she ends up seeing Godzilla, and then her and the seagull start screaming.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought the teacher was going to turn into the seagull, but thankfully she's a superhero, or he is a superhero, and been hanging out with Godzilla. Which is obviously a gigantic metaphor for hanging out with 6-year-olds. But Sid, you enjoy doing your comic books. Are you going to sell them? Are you going to give up your comic book? Or are you going to keep it forever and ever for yourself?
Amy and the Screaming Seagulls for my teacher, Amy.
Oh, is it? Amy and the Screaming Seagull Kids, only for your teacher. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that'll be a lovely day now, giving that nice, it's a present really for her, is it?
Yeah, but it's not quite finished yet.
It's not finished, okay. Well, we better let you go back to it because I don't want to interrupt you. Your artistic creation can be very delicate at this stage. But thanks so much, Sid. And happy writing and drawing and doodling and all of that. And good luck fighting the seagulls as well, because that's another issue as well. That's Sid and Simon.
Thank you.